No, he was going to, well, he's the one to put that magazine out, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know whether he carried on or not.
But anyway, as I say, there are a lot of people who are interested in trains and trolley cars, and there's about, oh, I think at last time I saw figures on it, about 275,000 people who are active railroad enthusiasts of one sort or another, and books on these various subjects do sell. And I'm not, you know, so it would at least, I think, be a break-even proposition, and I think it would be kind of a nice historical thing.
Yeah, that's right. Well, remembrance to...
Oh, yeah. Well, somebody ought to know what's going on.
That's right. Have passed.
Oh, sure.
Just like old Carl Hayden passed away, but everybody remembers him.
These are really something, I'll tell you.
Alright,
I'll do that, and I just thank you much. I just can't tell you.
About the token,
that's really good. No, only about the token.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's really something.
I got some of those tokens we used to use for
But you must take care of that. That's Well, you know, that's not such a bad idea.
If I knew what it did when it was on the cars, I'd save a lot more. So.
When I was in New Orleans, I was in a store, and they were selling silver certificates, you know, just the old dollar bill, for $1.75.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's got a trade dollar in there.
You wanted to take
these? Yeah, these are the ones I wanted to introduce. Now, let's see. We're going to figure out what this might be. Well, that was, couldn't tell where that is, but that's you and Quillen.
Yeah, I think that's on the rail line, I believe.
Okay, and this is the day that we finished, and that, of course, is out at the end of the Indian School.
It's on the back there, something.
Yeah. Terminal at Indian School and Third. The automobile was about 1926.
I thought about that.
Mm-hmm. Right. What did you call that car? What kind of a model or class or...
Well, that looks like one of the 40s that we had.
They don't have any pictures of the ones that went to Glendale, do you? I didn't see any.
No, there wasn't none of them. I have none of them out of there.
And that's on the Brill. It says Brill on it. So that's... Okay, and this is the old gentleman who broke you in.
Okay.
You know... You remember when they went from this kind of a hat to the other kind?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, when they did that, Mr. Smith gave me his, because he lived down on, where was it? Whether it was Joe Smith or not, I don't know, but whichever Smith it was, he worked for the trolley car system, and he lived on Jefferson about another half a block or so from us.
Yeah, they lived right across from where...
That was Joe Smith. When they switched hats on the trolley car system, he gave me his hat, his old one.
Oh, is that right?
And I have a picture of me about 7 years old with that hat on. Now, I don't know what happened to that hat, but I would just give all kinds of money if I could find that hat, I'll tell you. I tell you,
in the same then.
Well, I don't know. We moved a couple times, and of course that, that would do it. Now this is a bad picture, but it says on there, it's out of a tree, but it says Capital West Adams on that end of the car. Are there trees on the end of that line? Maybe somebody forgot to change the sign. Oh, hey, maybe that's at the end of the Hollywood line.
Let's see. No, there wasn't none out at the Hollywood line either. I tell you, that could have been at East Lake Park, I bet you.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where you're on Jefferson Street headed west.
On East Lake Park, yeah.
That's
sensible.
On Jefferson. There was trees along the side there.
Oh, yeah.
He's talking about his bus cap.
Yeah.
home. And this is who with you?
That's Mr. Thompson. He was their superintendent until he died. He was an operator, a motorman for quite a while.
Who was the fellow that used to be the... they used to have a little tin box downtown right there at the Ford Hotel. There's a kind of a little deal that somebody worked out of, some kind of a supervisor or something.
Was it a little Scotchman?
Yeah, yeah. Little
Jack
guy.
Stevens.
Was that who that was?
Yeah, little Jack Stevens. Well, he kind of got in bad, Jack did, and finally got drinking and went to the dogs, you see. Him and his wife separated and they went to the dogs. He was Jack Stevens.
But he was he
worked with Ivy.
Yeah.
And after him, George Dondale got in the supervisor. George Dondale got in the supervisor and things like that.
Well, I will bring your pictures back within a week or so.
Oh, well. And I was just wondering, is this?
Oh, me. You like Phoenix?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't like it anymore. I don't like it. You mean, do I like the way it's going?
Yes.
No. Mm-mm. It's good from a business standpoint.
This is my capital.
How about that?
Yeah, I also had number one badge.
You had a picture.
I had number one badge, and when I retired, I went. John Kovets was next to me. That was a Bulgarian. He got to be supervisor, too. And I didn't want to give it to him, so I went and took my badge off and gave it to Walter Neweiser, of course. He was the next top man, number one man. And then he died, and he told me he had it down the house there. If I ever called for it, I could get it.
It's beautiful.
I had it engraved, so I had it nickel plated, you know, so it all stayed the same. This is the cat's in the
water.
You
probably would get it to you yet.
Yeah, I think you're down to see her, which we should.
Well, if you do, you ought to reclaim your badge.
I think so, and I think she'd be glad to get it to her, because there was... awful nice horse, right?
Yeah. No, I in answer to your question,
that was the conclusion of the first interview that I made with Mr. Bill Scott, formerly of the Phoenix Street Railway System. The interview was January 30th, 1972, in Mr. Scott's home on Hatcher Road. I hope to have another interview with him shortly, and to be able to show him the new pictures that I'm going to pick up tomorrow from Arizona Photographic Associates.
Interesting for me. Appreciate it.
Well, I brought some pictures
that I didn't have last time. I thought you might be interested in seeing. There's a picture of the first horse car that they ran in 1887. They ran that out to, that's at 7th Avenue and Washington Street, if you would believe that.
7th and Washington.
Mm-hmm.
They used to run over just the 5 points. In there. I mean, the first ones, they used to tell me run the 5 points. So
yeah.
That'd be 7th and Van Buren.
Right.
Quite a crowd there, didn't
they? Yeah, they surely did.
Quite the men's all dressed with black hats and everything.
Yeah, white mules, all that kind of stuff.
That's right.
Here's some other ones of mule cars by the old courthouse or old city hall.
Yeah,
one or the
that's
other.
Right.
With big signs to the natatorium. I looked that word up. That means it's a swimming pool, an indoor swimming pool.
Yeah.
Well, that must have been at East Lake Park.
Yeah, I think that was about the first one in the park. They said that was the first park, I guess they had.
Yep.
That's loaded down quite a way on them old street cars. Did they have them kind, you reckon, here?
Yeah.
They did.
That's taken at, let's see, don't say, but that's about on Washington Street and where the Fox Theater is now.
Yeah, that's Little City Hall. Well, that'd be quite a ways across the street.
Yeah.
That'd be where the big new plaza is going in there, whatever it's called now. Mm-hmm.
Here's Washington and First Street.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was about, I think the date's on the back there, 18, doesn't say, but I'd say, oh, it's probably 1890 or thereabouts, 94, 5.
I think they must have had them there. I didn't know if they had them that early.
If
put them in 93, mm-hmm. the first one, so that would have been 95 or 6, somewhere around in there.
Yeah, that's where they must have turned the corner.
Right.
At First Street, yeah.
Yeah.
First Street, right. That's where the old Fox Theater is.
Over here on this side.
Oh,
yeah. And then Goldwater's and Corrick's now to be up here on this side.
Yeah, that's right.
Kind of interesting.
Yeah. You run into somebody else that had these, or?
Oh, yeah. I've been running these down all over.
You have. You sure have been. Oh, this is the old quarter.
Yeah, 1896. I got one of those cars enclosed there. It's a four-wheeler. Looks like.
It does look like it, don't you?
It's a shame that they tore that down. That would make a real attractive
building.
Yeah. I thought this one's kind of interesting because it shows people getting ready to come out and try to get on the streetcar there. I wonder if that's got to be. I think it's
1911. Well, just year before the state, and before it came to state. Yeah. I expect there might be some of them old buildings.
Yeah, this one is still there. That's right on. That's the Goodrich Building, and it must have been brand new then. It's right there on Central Avenue.
Yeah.
It's been there a long time.
It was a pretty old building, then, too.
Yeah, I didn't know it was that old.
No, I didn't.
Here's a picture. It says taken in 1925 at the car barn. I put a number 6 down in the corner. It says number 1 on the side of that car.
Yeah.
But I've never seen any other pictures quite like that one.
Well, we had one car. It was old Mark number 1, and then we had another Mark 33 that we used to use on fairground line or something.
Well, that
had carry who had you there?
You know, it says number 1, though.
This says number 1. This might have been on the old number 1 car. We only had the two that I remember of at that time. They might have had some others that... And the 33 was a gooseneck. It used to dress notch, you know.
This was a one that doesn't have a date on it, but I've got number put 11 on the photograph just for my reference.
Kenilworth.
Yeah, this is somebody. I don't know if we probably can't make it out who it is. Mm-hmm. Apparently that was a one-man operation. Didn't have a conductor on it. I don't see one on there.
This one was probably the heavy.
Yeah, but see, compare when you look at this was car number 1 and this one. See how this has got the stairwell close to the inside compartment, and this has got it right out on the end.
Yeah.
Now, I guess
that could have been the one old car that they had one time. I wondered how they had two different cars even when I come here in the balance of the others. I think they had number 1 and 33 when I first come here.
Did you ever run that one?
Oh, yeah.
What did they have?
We mostly used that on the special. Like they did use it on Union School Line pretty regularly, but they kept it for fairground or when the circus is down or something. Because it holds quite a lot more than the others.
Did it have a wheel for a brake? Or?
No, it had the motor in it. It had an air brake on it.
It had an air brake on it?
Yeah, but the old 33 didn't have. It had a gooseneck, I remember. It used to twist up.
Now this is a 60 on it.
Mm-hmm.
That one.
Yeah,
no,
it's a 60.
Did they have a lot like that?
Yes. When I come here, I understood that when I come here...
Those had been open.
I was trying to think whether it was open on both ends like that. I guess it was, though. But when they told me that these old cars was turned the other way, I mean, the seats used to set out, the ones they got from San Diego when I...
No, this is what I've got is number 11. But see, here's First Avenue again, or First Street again.
Yeah, right.
And see, I think this is probably very much the same car, only open on both ends. Mm-hmm. They haven't been closed as yet.
Well,
I don't really know, but... Yeah, that says, let's see what that says date-wise, 1900.
1900?
Mm-hmm. They called it, you can't hardly read it, but they called it Phoenix Railway Company, and that's car number 19 there, with the seats go clear, go straight across.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they told me, we'll say there was some of them, and they had a few of these cars, something that's half enclosed and half wasn't enclosed.
Yeah, now here's a picture. I bet that's what you're talking about.
Well, that's the old...
That says 21 on it.
Yeah. It sure looks like it. Looks like the old car. I bet that could have been, because it was longer, really, than that. There was two bigger cars than the rest of them at that time. And I know the OSU was looking for something special like that. This had the gates, where they had to shut the gates.
How did that work? Did you have to hook it yourself? The motorman did that?
Yes, on the front. He took care of the front and the conductor in the rear. If you let anybody off the front, he had to watch that himself.
Did that have a good
break? No, number one was air brake, I think. But I didn't think it, it seemed like to me it wasn't on both sides like this here. It seemed like it was if this was open, this was open over on the other side, and this was closed. But I think they had some of that kind at the time. I tried to locate Sam Hodder, but I wasn't feeling like going over there and hunting him up or anything, but he could have remembered.
You know, the funny thing about that particular car there, is I'll bet you that, if I can find the photograph now that I had just a minute ago.
Is this right?
Oh, yeah. I'll bet you that this car and this car are the same in kind, because if you count the windows, in the enclosed part, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 windows. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 windows. And then there's a wider space right here where it was originally a step up to go inside between here and here. And see how this is a wide space in here?
Mm-hmm.
And then you count the rest of the windows, what would be windows, and you got 1, 2, 3, 4, and you got 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, well, there was some half enclosed. And half enclosed and solid in there, and then as you say, the step was in the center here, and open on the ends of the seats there. Mm-hmm. It wasn't enclosed in on the side. And later on, they put windows and stuff in there and closed them up, trying to twist them around again.
Well, it looks like they've done a lot of reconstruction, huh?
Oh, they did a must have done. Especially on them, but before I got here, they must have done a lot of it, as old as these are.
Yeah. That would look like would carry, that car 21 looks like it would carry a lot of people.
Yes, it could. I think I had 163 fares running up one time on 033, so we knew she carried that many, because Mr. Newcomer told me to be sure and get the fares, and he said if you can't get the register to pull the string, well, be sure and get the fares. He said that's what we're after anyhow.
Who was Newcomer? Superintendent?
He was superintendent. Yeah, Mr. Mitchell was Mr. Sherman still owned it for about 6 months or a year after I did, the Sherman Investment Company. But they claimed he was a real old fella, and Mr. Newcomer was the superintendent of that.
How about Mitchell?
Mitchell was over Newcomer. He wasn't here much of the time. Mitchell seemed like come and go. I didn't see him very often.
Mitchell ran it the longest period of time.
Yes, I think he did. He must have started in way up in the... Way back before that, and then under that. I know he'd been away on a vacation one time, and had been away on something or other, and he came home, and I was breaking in a man on the streetcars, and when he got to 2nd or 3rd Street, going east, well, then they started collecting the fares again. And my new man came along, and he started to collect the fare from Mr. Mitchell, and Mr. Mitchell said, I don't have to pay you. He says, hell you don't. He said, hell you don't. He said, anybody ride this car has to pay on mine. Says he's got something to show for it. And this dude looked up at him and he said, Barton, I'll make him pay the fare. But the next day, Willie told me about it, and then they called this fellow in about it. And Mitchell said he was that kind of a man and everything, but he didn't want him to use that kind of language on the streetcar. But he paid his fare. The fellow didn't know any better, and I didn't until after he got bowled out for him. And I was down back in the car.
That was one in the late 1890s. Completely open?
Yeah, that was right open. I guess that was the senior cars, more or less, from San Diego. But they told me there was San Diego senior cars when I come here, but course, it was on the side. They didn't have any open out when I come here, did, but they said they had chains. I expect them to cross maybe an aisle down the center to cut the fares on them. But I never seen any dishes just like that without being boxed in. That looks like old man Winters just looks like he's running it.
From the back end?
Yeah, yeah, just looking at him. Standing up there the way he's running.
That's on number 7.
Mm-hmm. Just telling
him. Well, that's entirely possible. I mean,
it could have been.
Here's an interesting one because it shows a fellow with a horse and buggy trying to beat his car. Now that's coming down, this is Washington here, and this is First Street.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where Porrick ended up in later years. Mm-hmm. Of course, there were times when down there. But, here's this fellow with the rig is racing the streetcar.
As much right away as anybody else, I guess.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I mean, he thinks that, you know.
Sure making a run for it.
The car is supposed to make the turn there. You know.
Yeah.
Charlie's in.
Here's a picture of Car 43. Maybe you can recognize some of those people. I don't know. It's out in front of the car barn. It says the early 1900s is all it says.
Funkies, we called them. It's come out there, we're going to get in the car and work them over, you know.
Clean them up?
Yeah, the car's done, you know. We call it Funkies or something.
What kind of a brake system did that one have?
This looks like it had the air brake on it. Yeah, most of them all had air brakes after they got the trolley here, the electric trolley that wound it up and everything. The old hand brake cars, they get some down jolts and fell from under there. So that was old 43. I couldn't say it was. I can't think of that one, not this year. I'm not sure Sam Hodges is with that. You know, he's a couple of years older than I am, but he was here some 10 years before I came, I mean, and then he went away and worked in Douglas, and then he came back up here and worked again this year.
Here was something that was kind of interesting. This is at McDowell, looking north on 3rd Street, and they were paving it in 1940.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a little curve in the street there. We crossed McDowell over, there was a curve there. The later on got a switch right over there.
Yeah, you see the switch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was that switch there when you first went to work?
Yes, I believe it was. You know, I know we had the... There's one car to get late to a too late in the daytime, and one you're supposed to get off at